You're listening to Radio,
Radio X.
All right, and welcome back for the second half of this afternoon's Radio X broadcast here on Micro 1650 AM and micro1650am.com. My guest today is the Reverend Ted Pike from truthtellers.org. If you'd like to pose a question to Reverend Pike, send us an email, micro1650am@gmail.com. That's micro1650am@gmail.com. Now, Reverend, before we went to break, you were talking about this current incarnation of the hate crimes bill. Why don't you continue where you left off, please?
Well, in the House Judiciary hearings, as I was mentioning, Representative King of Iowa said, well, if we're going to pass a federal hate crimes bill, the least we should do is have language in that bill excluding the pedophiles from special federal protection. And the Democrats refused. And in fact, in the subsequent floor debate on the floor of the House of Representatives, Representative Al C. King, who is a strong, dynamic hate bill supporter, he very powerfully stated on the floor of the House that all 547 members of deviant practitioners of sexual perversion and deviancy would receive special preferential treatment under this federal hate crimes bill, he said, so that they will no longer have to live in fear because of who they are. And that includes pedophiles, and pedophiles are illegal. But you see, what's going on here is, in order for the Democrats, the pro-hate bill Democrats, to have a special class called sexual orientation, which includes both homosexual and heterosexual sex from consenting members, they've got to not divide that class into good homosexuals versus bad homosexuals, or let it be broken up into even more departments and categories. For example, what if under the Civil Rights Act of 1965 you said that the government will give special privileges to some blacks but not all blacks, but to good blacks but not bad blacks? You can't do that. You've got to say all blacks, because they are part of, have these immutable characteristics of skin color and so on, are included under the protections and advantages, affirmative action, etc., of the Civil Rights Act of 1965. And in fact, Tammy Baldwin, as I mentioned, said that if the judiciary in the House were to break up the class of sexual orientation into different categories, excluding some, then she said the whole bill would unravel. It would become gutted. And so what is happening now is that, you see, I was listening very closely not only to the Senate Judiciary hearings 3 weeks ago, but also to the floor debate on the House. I was watching very closely for any gaffe, any mistake on the part of the pro-hate bill forces. And in two instances here that I've just mentioned, believe me, the Democrats really delivered. They delivered two very powerful weaknesses and points which we could capitalize on and dramatize. And so immediately, several years ago, I went on talk radio, many talk radio shows, and through our website on Truth Tellers, I broadcast to the whole world that the Democrat bill now was clearly a pedophile protecting the federal hate bill. Now, it does not forbid local district attorneys from arresting, indicting, and punishing pedophiles. But what it does, what we mean by a federally protecting pedophile bill, is that it gives greatly preferential privileges to anyone who can scream a hate crime, I'm being persecuted or attacked because I'm a homosexual. The federal hate bill will give three levels higher of punishment for anybody guilty of a hate crime versus just a common generic crime. And that sometimes means even more than triple penalties. And so what it basically means is that these homosexuals and homosexual pedophiles are three times more likely three times more important, three more times more likely, if they scream hate crime, to have the police running three times as fast, to having the district attorneys prosecuting three times more zealously, having the federal investigative and criminology services coming three times faster whenever a homosexual screams hate crime as a result of an assault. Whereas the rest of us, let's say a rapist who can't claim his sexual orientation is gay, he gets the police coming just at a modest pace and the district attorney half-heartedly coming, relatively speaking, compared to the homosexual. So in reality, the federal hate bill does give preferential services, treatment, action, and consideration to homosexuals, any homosexual, whether he's a pedophile or a transvestite or into bestiality or whatever, when he can claim that he's a victim of a hate crime.
So because this is this little loophole here has been discovered with respect to pedophiles, this is going to make it very difficult, isn't it, for Democrats to vote for this?
Well, that's what we're hoping. As I say, I was the first to trumpet these problems on the part of the Democrats, mm-hmm. to the whole world very quickly. WorldNet Daily, Janet Folger's Faith to Action, Dobson Now, and a host of other. Even the big mainline conservative talk show hosts like Hannity, Limbaugh, Jay Sekulow are all getting on the bandwagon now, proclaiming that this is a pedophile protecting bill, and this is really a godsend because it's very hard for the Democrats to answer that accusation because they have to admit they need to include the pedophiles within this classification of sexual orientation. They can't throw them overboard. They've got to keep them there because the truth of the matter is that a very high percentage of homosexuals, especially in large urban areas, are into the child sex scene and using boy prostitutes and picking up boys. And pedophilia is a huge part of the homosexual gay agenda in America. And so the Democrats are caught with their pants down here. And I believe that this is a stronger argument, a stronger case we have than basically any other argument we've been able to put forward.
Well, you know what, Ted? It seems to me that these types of laws just simply assess different values on the lives of the victims based on, you know, it's based on criteria that really shouldn't make any difference. I mean, I was always taught that murder is murder. You know, I mean, I don't see why we have to give someone three times the penalty simply because the victim happened to be in some protected group. I mean, and if that's the case, let's face it, will it be used across the board fairly, do you think?
Of course not.
Of course not, right. We know the answer. That was a rhetorical question, I'm sorry.
The history, we've had a hate bill, seen a hate bill in action now for approaching 40 years in Canada, and to my knowledge, no Christian has ever been able to claim that he is the victim of a hate crime because of his religious beliefs, his Christian values, when liberals and radical Jewish supremacists and anarchists and so on go against Christian customs and sacred symbols and so on. No, the Christians have no rights under hate crimes laws anywhere in the world, even though they are part of an ostensibly protected federal class under religion. These hate laws are basically enforced by ADL, B'nai B'rith, and all of these countries. They're out to get Christians, conservatives, right-wingers, anybody that opposes their left-wing agenda.
And I've always seen this as having an ulterior motive at play, right, in the background. Yes. And of course, finding out that the ADL is behind this, it's very clear that this... It's like under the guise of, well, we have to protect blacks, we have to protect homosexuals, we have to protect transgendered. But really, in essence, is they're trying to really make white Christians be quiet. They want us in the background. They want to take us out of power. Does that sound accurate to you?
Absolutely. The basic mentality of the liberal justice system is that there are these groups of people who have been historic victims of white Christian European bigotry and persecution. Chief among them, of course, are the blacks, but you've also got the Indians, you've got the Latinos, you've got the homosexuals, you even have women, etc. And so what they do is they pander to the persecution complex of some of these groups and saying you have suffered very, very bitterly, and so it's now payback time. It's time for retribution or for indemnities of some kind from society toward you, and so we will discriminate against the Christians and the whites because they have been in the driver's seat of persecution or enslavement of you for centuries. Now we'll let you get up on top for a while and basically intimidate them.
Well, I can see this too morphing into criticism then of Israel, for example.
Yes.
Will be the next bill that tries to get through the House.
Well, actually, the truth of the matter is the ADL several years ago was voted a place, a special department in the U.S. State Department called the Office of Global Anti-Semitism. And this is an ADL front, and every year they submit a report of all of the ADL statistics on alleged hate crimes worldwide. But the last spring, the ADL report was especially threatening because it said very, very clearly that anyone who believes the biblical, that is the New Testament account, that the Jewish leaders had Jesus crucified, will be considered now a classic anti-Semite. That is, of course, along with Adolf Hitler. And so here's the federal government now saying that Bible-believing Christians are now anti-Semites. And, of course, up under the ADL's federal hate law in Canada, the crime of anti-Semitism is a federal crime, punishable by a minimum $5,000 fine. In fact, I have a friend up in Toronto, and I asked him, I said, what would happen if you went out on the street corner and started preaching and saying that the Jews had Christ killed 2,000 years ago? He said, Ted, if I were to do that, he said, I would be playing with fire. Even the same day, I could have the police arrive and take me down to headquarters for questioning.
Well, you know, I have a friend in Canada, too, who refuses to talk about controversial subjects on the phone any longer.
Yes.
He won't speak to me about anything unless he's down here visiting.
Yes.
I mean, it's turned people up there into, you know, people are afraid to even say anything on the phone for fear that their line might be tapped.
Yes, I know.
Well, you know what? The thing is, I knew there was an ulterior motive, but you just hit the nail right on the head. Anyone who preaches the New Testament, who's preaching the New Testament, right? It's just exactly who we said it was. Christians.
That's right. And it's true. A lot of Christians believe that we all crucified Christ. I don't believe that's a biblical or a logical point of view. I believe the historical record from the book of Acts is very clear. Peter, John, etc., they said that you, the Pharisees, delivered up the Prince of Peace and crucified him, and so on. It's very, very clearly stated. And so what that does is it puts us into a conflict as Christians. Are we going to obey the ADL and their Department of Anti-Semitism and a hate crimes bureaucracy and be quiet concerning what the Bible teaches, whether on that issue or concerning homosexuality and other issues, or are we going to go and risk coming under indictment from the hate crimes tribunal courts?
Well, Ted, aren't these laws, though, hate crime law, aren't they, how come they're not considered unconstitutional? I mean, help me out here. Don't we have a right to equal protection under the law?
Well, the thing is, when you have the liberal justice system bullying witnesses like they did in the judiciary hearings, rejecting their arguments, rejecting their amendments. What this is a juggernaut of liberal aggressiveness, which just tramples over any kind of objections on the senatorial level or on the national level. You see, the fact of the matter is that these activist Jews, whether they're in ADL or whether they're in the liberal media, they have an agenda, and they are in such power that the voices of reason, the voices of constitutionality and legislative due process are just literally trampled under as this kind of legislation goes forward. Let me just ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard in the last 3 weeks, with all of this controversy going on within Congress about the hate bill, have you heard the big national media, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, even talking about the existence of a hate bill in Congress?
No, and as a matter of fact, That was on my list of questions here. I was going to ask you the same thing. The problem is that you're not going to hear anything about it.
No.
The only thing that I've monitored was a commentary on National Public Radio from someone who claimed it was a very good idea to get these kind of things out there to protect the poor people who are apparently, as we said earlier, you know, feel they're being picked on, but there's no evidence that that's really the case.
Yeah, well, the way ADL passes these kinds of bills is they do it by making their own deals with all these members of local legislatures or members of Congress behind the scenes, back in the corridors and the offices of the Senate and office buildings. They don't want to get this out into a public discussion where people can start learning about how hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and other countries, and the fallacies and the problems and inconsistencies and absurdities of hate crimes laws. They don't want to even discuss in favor of hate laws. They just don't want a discussion at all. And if anybody doubts the idea that our media is controlled in America and that it is basically Jewish control by Jewish supremacists in the Hollywood movies industry, the big three TV networks, just look at this tremendous silence, this cone of silence which is surrounding this tremendously important hate crimes legislation in Congress right now. It is absolutely excluded from discussion. In fact, I had a talk show host who knew a national news anchor very well. My friend Bill Brumbaugh has now died, but he said to this. He called up his friend, and I'll give the name here. It's Chris Matthews. You know him well, I'm sure.
MSNBC.
He said to Chris Matthews, he says, "Chris, why aren't you warning about the federal hate crime threat?" And Chris said to Bill, he said, "Bill, I get directives, I get lists down from national NBC headquarters telling me what I can and cannot mention on the air." He said, "Hate crimes laws are strictly forbidden for me to mention that. If I even say anything about hate crimes law, I'll lose my job." Okay, there's the reality behind the scenes that the ADL people, whose tentacles, whose influences go everywhere in the media, have put a kibosh on any kind of discussion of the hate crimes issue.
Well, you know, it's, speaking of the media, to continue this a little, the funny thing is that if you look at the list of names of the people who run Hollywood, you look at the list of names of the people who are in charge of almost all of the media in this country, they're all Jewish names. If
yes.
you point that out, you're called an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
When it's, I mean, your name's published. You know.
That's right. But, you know, we at my website, truthtellers.org, I do have an article there several years ago. It's called Jews Confirm That Big Media Is Jewish. And there's a popular Jewish blog, and these Jews are very proud of the very, very extensive, massive prevalence of Jews in the media and controlling of the media in America. People should go and read that, and they will certainly be convinced of this great reality. But right now we are seeing in practical terms how the Jewish media is so strong that it can literally cut off from public awareness the high drama, the presence of federal hate crimes bill going through Congress. Now, Jim, before the program is over, could I give the toll-free numbers?
Of course.
We need to take action right now.
Absolutely.
We can't just be discussing this. We really can, and we are influencing Congress, slowing down this hate crimes agenda. I believe even in the Senate now, people, if they call in to their senators, and even to these influential 19 members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, we can put tremendous pressure on them, and I think the chances are good that we can hold back and defeat the hate bill once again. The toll-free number to your members of the Senate from New York or wherever else you are listening in the country, toll-free number is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to the Senate, 877-851-6437. And there's a backup toll number if that's not working. It's 202-225-3121. Again, that's 202-225-3121. 225-3121. Now, we want people to demand from their senators and the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee that they hold hate bill hearings. We have to get this all out in the open. We got to get the Republican senators demanding to know if the senators also in a judiciary will refuse to exclude pedophiles from special federal protection. And by the way, at my website, truthtellers.org, go to the action page there. You can get the names of the 19 members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And spend some time this week calling them and calling, in fact, all members of the Senate. And here's what I'd like you to say. Please hold hearings on the federal hate crimes bill. And if I and my friends hear that the senator has voted for this pedophile-protecting legislation, we will never forgive or forget. We've got to put pressure on them. We're going to remember this in November, a couple of years from now. We are never going to forget if they have voted for the pedophile protecting bill.
Well, if you have a question for Reverend Ted Pike, my guest today, in the last few minutes of the show, send us an email to micro1650am@gmail.com. And I have a question here for you, Reverend, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Bill writes... He says if one of these laws is to pass and become a federal law, he's saying if he teaches his children the laws of God and explains to them what it says in the New Testament about homosexuality, he's saying that he will certainly face the wrath of government, child protective services, and the like. So that's what he's concerned about. Is that what he's looking at?
In Canada, you're allowed to speak privately, but not publicly, concerning any views you might have against federally protected groups. But obviously, that's where it is leading. It is leading to criminalization of any kind of thought or speech, public or private. The problem with these laws is they create a hush on free speech so that even in families, even in church congregations, people have to look over their shoulders and wonder if the thought police are listening in. And so it's very pervasive, very, very quelling of any kind of free discussion.
Right. Well, I suppose, though, if his children went to school and started to broadcast it, that might be where the trouble would come in.
Well, actually, down in California now, under SB 777, which was promoted by the ADL and passed by Governor Schwarzenegger, it is illegal right now for any child in the public school system to criticize homosexuality. If he does so, he will be expelled. If any administrator, any teacher criticizes homosexuality, they will be fired. Just before we're done, I'd like to also tell people that at my website, truthtellers.org, right on the home page, you can listen to a dynamic 9-minute video in which I have actual footage of Representative Steve King demanding that that homosexual pedophiles be excluded from the hate bill. I also have a footage there of Representative Gohmert, very outraged, saying what this means now is that if a woman defends her child against a rape by a homosexual, she can be indicted as a federal hate criminal. And then I also have the choice admission by Representative Alcee Hastings saying that all 547 so-called sexual paraphilias, including pedophilia, will be protected under this federal hate bill so that they can now live without fear because of who they are. Come to truthtellers.org, watch that video, it'll make your blood boil, and then call these numbers to Congress. Again, the toll-free number is 877-851-6437, and the backup toll number is 202-225-3121. Call not only your members of the Senate from your state, but come to Truth Tellers. We've got the whole list of 19 in the Judiciary Committee. We've also got all 100 members of the Senate. Spend an hour or two this week calling them, protesting this pedophile-protecting legislation.
Well, Reverend, we only have about a minute. I want to ask you one more question. Can you rely on the Republicans to, more and more it seems like they're turning into Democrats. What do you think? Do you think the Republicans, as a group, are going to oppose this?
In the House, they behaved wonderfully, spectacularly this spring. All the Republican contingent there fought hard for freedom. But we'll have to see how the Republicans in the Senate behave, whether they can do as good a job. They didn't do a very good job 2 years ago. But if they get a lot of pressure and they know that the public is watching, I believe they will. Yes, there are some stinker Republicans
yes.
in the Senate, five or six or seven of them, who have voted for the hate bill in times past. We hope that if the criticism of the pedophile protecting nature of this bill is pervasive enough and consistent and enduring enough, that even they will come over and vote against the hate bill.
All right, Reverend Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, folks. Check out the website. Help to defeat the bill S-909. It's before the Senate. You can help it out. Truthtellers.org. Reverend Pike, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Jerry.